morning I'd like to discuss two shailas. One of them certainly a question that has come up a couple of times, and the second one I hope never comes up. But this is a little mode on the Tzrichim in order to learn. This is the following. Thank you very much. Thank you. A taxi driver, imagine you're in, you come out of the airport in Tel Aviv, and you want to travel to Yerushalayim. So you get into a taxi, and he takes your suitcase and puts it on the roof rack. And he's telling him, be careful with it, it's got some valuable things in it. He says, en baya, the usual reply. And when you get to Yerushalayim, lo and behold, there's no suitcase. No, he didn't need to tie it down, it never goes, it never moves. Where it's gone, no idea, it disappears. No suitcase. Question is, if he hires to pay for the suitcase that's disappeared. Case number one. Scenario number two is a much more tragic one, and that is where you have a passenger of yours wants to come with you, and he says he's got a suitcase, and you tell this passenger, listen, I've got some rope in the boot, put it on the roof rack, tie it down, and off we go. Takes the rope, takes the suitcase, puts it on top, ties it down, and off you go. You take the corner, as you would normally do, at a normal speed, or you suddenly have to stop. The car stops, and the suitcase keeps going. And it hits the car in front and does untold damage. Now the question is, who's hired to pay? Is it the passenger who didn't tie the suitcase down well? Or is it you, because you were driving? This is something that's really much more closer to the mark. The last case, and then we'll go and look into the Ma'ariv Mekoyimus together, Mitzvah Hashem, is the following. And this is the one I said that should certainly never be the Meister. The other one as well with the suitcase. There's a blind corner, your driveway, you can't see what's coming. So, and you haven't reversed in, as maybe you should have done, but you would like to reverse out, and you can't see. So you say to the passenger, do me a favor, do you mind just getting out and look and see what's coming, tell me when I can go. So he stands there, Ayifen koi v'choi, ayar ki ein ish, out you come, he says, out you drive, with full confidence that there's nothing there. And smash, crash, a huge accident is caused as a result of you coming out of your driveway, and here's this passenger of yours still telling, come on, out you come. Now the question is, who's chayev? Is he chayev for misdirecting you, or are you chayev, you were the one who drove the car? Where's the Ma'ariv Mekoyimus for scripture for all of these? The Gemara in Baba Kama. Gemara says the following. Gemara says, Avnoi sakinoi umasoi, your even, your stone, sakinoi, a knife of yours, umasoi, and a burden, some package, parcel of yours, shehinichom beroish had gagoi. And this is the title as well, whether it is debris from a building, debris from a car. You leave, builders leave slates on a roof. They leave them there, or on the framework of their, on the scaffolding, they leave slates there, and they come down, the noflu beruach mitzuyah, along comes the wind, and it blows them off, the hiziku, and as the slates fall, they fall on cars, they fall on, chas v'shalom, on people, they do damage. What's the din? The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, I behadei de ozlu komalki, if they do damage as they fall, then hainu esh. That falls under the category of esh. Esh, fire, we normally think if you light a fire, bonfire in your own garden, and it spreads. If you were irresponsible and there was a ruach metzia, normal winds, and that wind could have carried your bonfire to the next garden, and you weren't there to make sure that things are under control, then we are chayev, yes, you are chayev for your fire. The ruach metzia eish, that's your eish. The concept of eish is not just a fire, it's also a travelling object. If an object is, you leave something on the roof, and the wind can blow it, it doesn't only have to be the fire, but if the wind will blow the slates that you've put on your roof, will blow them and they will fall down, in such a case, if they damage as they're falling, then it's eish. If they land as a pile in the middle of the road or on the pavement, then the Gemara says that's boil. That's a different one of the obvious melachos, obvious nezikim. So here, we have this din over here, this would be eish. So therefore, there were those who would turn round and say, let's go to the case of, let's take a break for the moment. Let's first discuss case number one that we discussed. Your case, yes, real case, is on the roof and the taxi driver doesn't tie it down. The question is, your suitcase is gone, who's chayev? So in that case over there, the taxi driver is chayev. The question is why? Is he a shomer? Number one, what is he? Is he a shomer? Has he got a din of a shomer? You might say that if your suitcase was stolen while you were in the car, while you were a passenger, then you wouldn't be chayev for geneva v'avedo, because you're there at the same time. But if maybe one can say that you certainly appointed him to look after your suitcase, to put it on the roof and to do what's necessary, as far as the din of that if it gets lost is concerned, so he was pusher, the same as if you have a shomer who leaves the window open and somebody comes, a gamut comes and he steals. You ask him to look after your candlesticks, he puts them on the window ledge next to an open window. He's pusher, so he's chayev to pay. The same thing here. If he puts your suitcase on the roof rack when it's not tied down, that's like the gamut is the wind, yes? Off it goes and it disappears. So in that case, one can possibly say that he is a shomer, this is quite a chiddush, he is a shomer lechatzoim. He's a shomer not as far as the name of Arvedo is concerned, but he's a shomer as far as the nezek that would be caused if he doesn't tie it down well, that it flies off. But that's quite a chiddush, and we need a makor, we need a source. Where do we find a shomer who's chayev for some things yes, for some things not, without it being specified? Maybe the fact that if you were to stop at the service station with him and you were to go off to the conveniences and leave him in the car, he would be chayev for Gneiva Vavedo. He's left with the cases. Maybe the fact that you're in the car only absolves him from paying for Gneiva Vavedo as long as you're there. But in principle, he's chayev for everything. But even if we're not able to be mechayev l'din shomer, there is a very interesting din brought by the Nesivos in the following scenario. What happens if your cleaner decides before Pesach she's going to do a tremendously thorough job? She takes the table, the dining room table and chairs out of the dining room, out into the front, out of the house, to be able to, or you have professional carpet shampooers, they come along to clean your carpets. They say everything's got to go out. So your dining room chairs, it's a sunny day, your dining room table and chairs, they take them out to the front and they put them outside and they're busy shampooing the carpets inside. It's Wednesday and it's dust in them time. Along they come and they see all your furniture near the dustbin and think, well, you know, the gold is greener. They're very, they seem to be a wealthy lot, and it seems that they've had a change of heart, decide that this month's fashion has changed, time to get something new, take it away, and it's gone. Who's chayv to pay? Who's chayv to pay? So the dustbin men they're not tired. You put it next to the dustbin, they came and took it away. How could they possibly think? They don't know what you're up to. Can you be mechayiv your cleaner for putting your dustbin, your chairs and table next to the dustbin? Can you be mechayiv? So then normally you say, well, it's only a groma. All I did was I put them there. What I did by taking your dining room table and chairs out and putting them next to the dustbin, I didn't do any harm. I took them out with impeccable care. I took them out, put them there carefully, not to bump it against it. Beautiful they were. Absolutely in mint condition. Am I chayav? Says the Nesivos in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. The Nesivos says, if I take something and I move it to a place where it's going to be considered an aved omidah, where it's something that everyone sees, understands that it's a free-for-all to take it, even though I didn't do anything to it, but the change of the label, the change of the definition of the article, that is a maisa hevik, and you're chayav for that. You didn't do anything to it at all, but you changed it, you put it from one place to the other, it's a maisa hevik. This taxi driver who puts your suitcase on the roof rack and doesn't tie it down and starts driving, it's the same as putting your furniture next to the dustbins when the dustbin men are about to come. It's going to fly off and it's going to be lost. Says the Nesivos, that's a Maisa Hezek. But let's go on to the next case, where the passenger didn't tie down the suitcases. Now who's Chayev? You could say he's Chayev, because he didn't tie down his own suitcase. So the damage that was done was like the tiles that came flying off the roof. Avnoi Sakino Masoi, it did damage in flight, it hit the car in front as you slow down. In such a case, that is, it's his Eish. That is what one might have wanted to say. And he's Chayev, nothing to do with me. However, the difference is, and might be the following. When tiles have been put down, the wind is the one that blew the tiles. So why am I Chayev? Because in the same way, that's the Chiddush of the Torah, I light my own bonfire, mind my own business in my front garden, and along comes the wind and blows the Eish over, I'm Chayev. Why? Because I can expect, in the normal course of events, for there to be a normal wind, not a hurricane, not a gale force, a normal wind. In such a case, I had to expect it, says the Torah, that's my responsibility. However, here, if I put a phone book at the top of your van, high up, such that you can't see it, and then you drive off, and loicholi veloimalgish, you couldn't possibly know that there was anything at the top of your van, because without climbing up there to have a look, you'd never see it. In such a case, that's the same as the case with a slate, where I am driving, you put the phone book on top of there, on top of the van. As far as my driving is concerned, it's like the wind. And in such a case, I'm going to be potter. Why? I did the damage. Why should I be potter? Will I be potter? There's a Mishnah in Baba Kama, very famous Mishnah, Mishnah Daf Chof Vav. The Mishnah says the following. Odom mu'ad le'olam. We are responsible for our actions. Bein b'shoigeg, bein b'meizig. You're chayav whether you did it on purpose or whether you did it by accident. If you've done it, you've done it. Bein er, whether you're awake, bein yoshen, whether you're asleep. So if you go to sleep and the case is that you go to sleep, there's some crystal glasses next to you, and you roll over when you're sleeping, then it's your chayev to pay. A person is chayev, bein ba'oines, bein ba'rots, and the Gemara continues in Omer Beis, and the Gemara says, Oma tomiz bei chizkia, Oma akro, chizkia, in the Beis HaMedrash of chizkia, they learn. Oma akro, the Pasuk says, pesa tachas potza, lechayvoi ala shoge kemezis, v'al ha'oines kerotzen. So on an oinus, even if it's an oinus, if you did it, you're chayav. So the question is the following. I didn't see the phone book at the top of the car. I drove along and the phone book came off and damaged someone, damaged something. In such a case, according to the Gemara, it would appear that you're chayiv. Yet, Tosfos here in Chof Zion was based. Tosfos says the following: Diba Hamaschil v'Shmuel, for those who want to look it up. The Afal Galta Le'el, even though earlier on in the Gemara I just read out to you, Malbinon, the Torah includes Oynes Chavotzen, if it was something that was unavoidable, if you did it, you are responsible for your acts. Nonetheless, but, and we learn this, but Odom Hamazik, Mipetza Tachas Potza, Oynes Gomor, says Tosfos, but if it is an absolute oinis, something that was unavoidable, unforeseeable, Lo Rabbi Rachmona HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not included in the din to be Mechayev Odom Hamazik. Why? Deho, because the Yerushalmi, there's a Gemara Yerushalmi, Poite Oisoi Sheyosham Rishon, if you go to sleep first, in Hizik Lesheni Habo Etzlo Yishon. So the Yerushalmi makes a distinction. I was careful when I chose my case of someone who goes to sleep. But you go to sleep and there's some crystal vases or glasses already there. If I go to sleep next to crystal vases and it's possible that I might turn over in my sleep and smash the glasses, in such a case, I'm chayav. I, when I was asleep, I wasn't in control of what I was doing, but you went to sleep in a position where you could have done damage. That's the type of onus that the Torah is Mechayev 1-4. But if you go to sleep and there's nothing there, and after you fall asleep and someone hears you saying Hamapil and a loud snore, he brings along his antique collection of crystal vases and are breakable, and then you turn over in your sleep and you're woken up not to an alarm clock but to the sound of breaking crystal, smashing crystal, in such a case the din is that you're potter. That is an oinus that you're potter for. So from this din over here we see that if it's an oinus gomel, it's completely unavoidable, in such a case I'm potter. There is a limitation to how much a person is responsible for his actions. And therefore, if I couldn't have seen the phone book on the top of the van, somebody put it there, planted this phone book there, and I drove off, and it did damage, I'm not responsible, but the person who put the phone book is responsible, because it's his eish. He put it there, and that's a ruach mitzuyah, it's normal for a van to be driven, he put it there, and any damage that phone book would do falling off the top of that van is his responsibility and not mine, even though I did it. But if it's a suitcase on top of the roof rack, in that case I know there's a suitcase there, but I asked him to tie it, and he's a responsible person, so I thought. I have no reason to suppose otherwise. And therefore, I'm certainly not a poishea for driving off. However, is this considered an onus gomor? Here, this is the question. If it's not an onus gomor, then I'm chayes. If it is an onus gomor, then I'm potter and he's chayes. Therefore, for example, if chas v'shalom, the nuts come loose in the wheel of someone's car, and the wheel flies off, and damage is caused as a result, then I'm not mechuyev to be a meshuganah to start every time you get into your car, you take out your emergency, change the wheel kit, and start testing the nuts to see what's going on. So the wheel wouldn't be a nut, the fellow's a nut, yes? Meshuganah over here. So therefore, it's an oinus. It's certainly an onus, and therefore he's potter. But tying down the rope of a car, tying the rope for a to tie down the suitcase, and some people who do it better, some people who do it worse. I can have a look and see what he's done as well as he can. If he's a professional who ties down ropes, and he's the one you call in a professional, he'll tie your tarpaulins down and make sure that nothing moves, then maybe you can rely upon him as a monka. But if he's somebody who is purely a person the same as you are, not a professional in the field, somebody who ties it down, even though you gave it over to somebody who is a baal das, somebody who's a responsible person in the normal way, but an onus gomor, it isn't. When you drive later and you drive the car and something comes off the roof, in such a case, it was not eish, it was your koyach, it's called koychoi. When you drive the car, when you drive any car and there's something on the roof and you're travelling at 30 miles an hour, the suitcase is also travelling at 30 miles an hour. What made the suitcase travel at 30 miles an hour? You, when you put your foot down on the accelerator, that's called koichoi. You brought this suitcase to travel at 30 miles an hour. When you stopped from 30 to 0 in 2 seconds, 3 seconds, and the suitcase continued moving, the suitcase did the damage because, in effect, you had thrown the suitcase. Not when you stopped, but when you made it go. You threw it. It did the damage because when you stopped, it continued moving. That is koichoi. That is the act of the driver of the car. If it's not an onus, then he will be chayav. The chiyuv will be his. If the suitcase is blown off by a ruach she'ena metzuyah, as he's driving over a bridge when there were unexpected side winds, that may be the same as Avnoi Sakino Masoi, in which case the person who didn't tie it down well, he would be chayav. Because he put it on the roof, who cares whether the car's moving or stationary or it's a house or it's a car, but the wind blew the suitcase off. But when he's travelling and he stops suddenly, or it's a calm day, like today, there's no wind, but he's travelling at 70 miles an hour and as a result the suitcase has lifted off, that's not the wind, that's him travelling at 70 miles an hour. In such a case, then the person who's driving is actually chayav. The chiyuv is upon the one who's actually driving, because that is koichoi, his act. So therefore what we have here in a maskona, and I wanted to bring over here, I'll show you there's an explicit din paskin in Shulchan Aruch, not about a case which is exactly like this, but the concept of onus and onus gomor, this is brought here in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Ein Ches in Choshen Mishpat. Here says the Shulchan Aruch, which is a quotation from the Rambam, Hoya Oilev the Sulam. And this is another source for the din of an onus gomor, is a Gemara in Makkos. Hoya Oilev the Sulam. Somebody was climbing up a ladder, the Nishmata Shliva, and one of the rungs falls away, slips out of position, Mitachtov, under his foot, the Nofal, and he falls down to Hizik, and he did damage to something else underneath him. If the run wasn't well wedged into position, chayef. So then, the one who climbs up the ladder is chayef, because he shouldn't have gone up a ladder which wasn't safe. If this run was strong, and umuhudekes, and was well secured, the nishmata, and it nonetheless slipped out of position, oishi hislia, or it was rotten inside and it was invisible to an onlooker. You couldn't see that that the wood had become rotten inside. Harizeh potter, says the Rambam, he's potter, and this is how it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch, shezu mako bidei shomayim. It doesn't pertain, the act doesn't pertain to the one who was going up the ladder who fell, but it's considered an onus gomor. How does that make you potter? Technically, it's because it's a mako bidei shomayim, it's not you. The same as on Shabbos, the concept of misasik, very similar, is that I didn't do it. If you brush past the light switch, it wasn't me. There's more of a kula on Shabbos because of melechus machshavas. But the same type of idea applies in Hilchos Nezikin as well. If something is an onus gomor, what happens, that act of falling off the ladder, that act of the suitcase that was tremendously well tied down and nonetheless came off because the rope was weak and it was, you couldn't have noticed that beforehand, that's an onus gomor, that's a makor v'idei shamayim. You may know, for insurance purposes, you may know they talked about an act of God. If you want to know where this comes from, it's stolen. Right? It's been stolen from here. When you see this Rambam, you see, Zu makor v'idei shamayim, you know exactly what, sometimes you think to yourself, how if I read down the Rambam as well as the insurance companies? And here you see over here, this is the din over here, that he says, makor v'idei shamayim, an act of God. This comes from here. An onus, which is an onus gomor, it isn't considered that I did it, that was done, that was bidei shamayim, nothing to do with me. But if it's not an onus gomor, and I could have reasonably checked, I could have got out the car before I drove, and I could have tested, had a look and seen what this passenger of mine, how good his handiwork is, even though it wasn't a pshia not to do it, but it's only a shoying. If you take an axe, let's go back to the din of the Torah, the noshala ba'azil minoreitz. If somebody gives you an axe to use and you're chopping wood, if you can test it and see whether it's strong or not strong, and you didn't, you just took it and you used it, that might be a shoyeg, but there will still be a chiyuv golus. It's not an oines. And therefore, in this case, he would be higher for doing this. The fellow who came out of the driveway, and upon his passengers, kind help. Sometimes once I have somebody to listen, Mr. So-and-so, it's difficult enough without your help. So in such a case here, he says, he drove, he reversed out, the same thing applies. If he could possibly have seen, if he could have possibly have seen that where the cars were coming or weren't coming on his own, if he wasn't possibly, we can say, driving illegally, that he shouldn't have been reversing onto a main road, but what he was doing was perfectly in order, but that was the extent of the limit that he could possibly see, and therefore he relied upon somebody who was a responsible person to look and see if the traffic, where anything was coming, then he would be potter, and the other person who directs him out would be chayev. Why would he be chayev? We haven't got time to go into this, but in a nutshell, he's chayev because it's the same din as the din of shulchami. If you go to an expert and you show him a coin and you say, is it a genuine article or is it forged, and he comes along and he says to you it's a genuine article and you buy it from the coin dealer on that understanding and it turns out to be A, is forged, in such a case he's chayev. Why? Because he told you to buy it. If he says out you come, then he's chayev for the consequences. But if you could possibly have seen that, you said you'll rely upon him, in such a case that's not an onus gomor. You could have seen, if you'd have been more careful, you could have checked upon his directions and made sure, had double checked. If so, however tragic the result is, and however cross you are with him, and you're right to be cross for misleading you, that he misled you and you were the one who caused the accident, not to you. Here we see this fine idea, is it an onus gomor or not? If it's an onus gomor, you're potter and he's chayev. If not, then it's the other way around. I hope that gives a little bit of an insight into some of the complexities of Dinei Torah that come up and that are.